Last time on Stab.
We're ready for your next mission whenever you are.
I shout, son of a bitch! Smack the table and start walking towards the door.
What I did last time was a one-time deal. I am not blowing myself up again.
I'd appreciate it if you didn't.
I am now a loving father to also Jerry.
Son, you do realize it's a lizard on your shoulder, right? We need a team to go into the Mall of America. There has been an awful lot of strange happenings.
It would be a pity if we got forgotten in the dressing room.
I'm visiting you from beyond the grave. I know you've missed me.
Is that you, Grandma?
Sure is.
You know that mannequins are plastic, but this actually looks like it's skin. And it puts its fingers together, and it actually turns into a sword.
The first thing I want to do is take this torch so that it sets, like, a thing of clothes on fire.
I'm gonna mix correspondence and matter magic and turn the waters in the sprinkler system into kerosene. To preface that, Jerry saw the mannequins and then said, burn it all.
Their eyes start glowing, and in one voice, they all say, "You are intruders, get out."
I can only teleport myself.
Gabe is the one that's fucked.
I will fight my way out too.
I'm gonna burn to death in the store.
In a Macy's.
I think Val is basically gonna take a look at the mannequins around her and just go for a like side swipe to try to get as many as she can. Like, hopefully the first one, but she's aiming for head.
They aren't going to be able to dodge. I mean, they're literally too slow for that. But go ahead and roll me an attack.
3 successes.
All right, so that's 4 aggro to the first mannequin that comes up to you, or that you decide to just take a backhand to. And you literally rip the head off the mannequin, but you feel your hand go through blood and bone.
Guys, these are people.
No, they ain't.
Gabriel has already decided that he'd rather take his chances with the things trying to get in. He's going to lean down and scoop up the magazine he dropped as he lunges forward to run. He's going to try and dodge past the mannequin that he shot, and he's going to book it for the cage.
Just roll me a dex plus athletics.
2 successes.
So yes, you managed to get to the cage, and I know you want to see what's going on.
Something, but now I'm getting close enough to, in the dim light, possibly see what is actually on the other side.
It looks like some humanoid thing. You're not sure what.
Okay, so we're basically dealing with the same thing inside and outside.
Yes.
Mall's haunted.
How far is Gabriel from me?
Probably about 20 feet now.
And Val?
Val, I think, is still behind her, or behind you.
And the sprinkler is about to go off, right?
Yes.
I will take another paradox point, but I'm going to mix correspondence and matter again. Turn the floor beneath us, only the three of us, into a liquid that we can pass through and fall to the next floor.
What liquid? Like, seriously?
Seriously, please be specific.
Water? I don't, like, Kool-Aid. I mean,
just a second, because I really have to, I have to math this out.
I looked it up. A normal thickness of a floor is about 6 feet.
Okay, so roughly 6 feet. So to do that, to turn, oh shoot, that's what, 18 feet worth of concrete and rebarb into water?
Yeah, it depends on what it's made out of, but yeah.
That's going to be a really hard sell, but try it. You can blow willpower to get an auto success, though.
He didn't need it. Jesus Christ.
3 successes. All right, so you successfully turn it all into water, and immediately all three of y'all fall, what, probably 10, 15 feet down.
What would we even roll for a reaction to try to catch ourselves?
It's death, dex plus athletics. All right, so you immediately fall down hard, and the sprinkler system goes off.
Now I know you're fucking with me.
Fire. Jerry points up.
oh, we're fucked.
Val is going to say, hey, do you think that means that, like, the fire department is going to show up?
Mall's haunted.
You actually hear screaming, which you didn't think was possible. So the mannequins are legitimately screaming.
They're people.
They're not people. That's not people. I've met people.
Are these screams of pain? Are these screams of battlefield rage?
Kind of a bit of both.
God damn it.
Derry's going to light his cigarette.
All right, so
now we're on the second floor.
Yeah, you are on the second floor. So let's see. Oh, it's still a Macy's.
We've dropped down to floor two. And that is activewear, better casual and collections, dresses, Finish Line.
Oh, no.
Apparel, juniors and petites. We are surrounded by mannequins more.
Yes, you are.
Maybe these ones aren't haunted.
Yeah. Actually, on this floor, there is a glowing green light coming from the cage. And you don't know why. Yeah, sorry, it's coming from outside the cage. You don't know where it is, but it's a bright, glowing green light.
It's a will-o'-the-wisp. Don't follow it.
As you are kind of trying to figure out, get your bearings, you actually hear one of those, what are they called? Like golf carts? Like security carts? And it's a security guard, from what you can tell. And he's just slowly, like, making his rounds and just driving past.
I mean, I'm right next to the cage, and we're inside Macy's. I'm going to unlock the cage and open it. Hey.
You see it stop. Like, you see the golf cart is, like, slams on the brakes. The security guard kind of turns towards you. Do you have your second sight active?
Yes.
He's a zombie.
Son of a bitch! And I'm gonna try and put two rounds into him. That is 10 incendiary damage.
Okay, well, it's safe to say that you blow his head off and anything else that was attached.
Security guard's not helpful, but there's a car now. Let's go. I got us wheels. We're stealing another car.
God damn it.
Jerry, you're up.
I'll get in the car. You already told me I had, like, inkling that there was an object somewhere that was causing most of this.
That was a theory for you.
Yeah. I'm going to mix correspondence and spirit to locate this spiritual item.
If it exists.
Jerry kind of tunes in and he zens out. But while casting the spell, your paradox, like, all releases at the same time.
My bad. It's four paradox.
Two things happen. One, you instantly lose your sight.
I'm blind?
Yeah, you're blind. Straight up. Second thing, that zombie that was dead starts reconstituting itself. You do know that whatever spiritual thing is going on is at the basement of this entire mall.
Basement. Okay.
But you don't know what kind of barriers are there. You don't even know if it's accessible.
Gabriel, Val, there's an item in the basement that we need to destroy. That's what's causing all this. But quick side note, I'm blind. I can't see shit.
Why can't you see?
You know how sometimes when I use magic and shit goes wrong? Well, sometimes when I use magic, shit goes wrong.
Well, you're just going to have to use your magic that you know where everything is and go around.
I do have an instinctive knowledge to know the distance between objects. But I need to know that those objects are there, and being blind kind of stops me from doing that.
You didn't memorize the layout of the store when we crashed? Val and I did.
I'm not that person, and judging me for not being that person is a little iffy on your morals.
Val, can you put the mage in the back of the cart? I've got to take care of this dumb zombie again.
Just so you know, as it is reconstituting...
It's also raining fire in the Macy's?
Oh, yeah. It's also raining fire in the Macy's, but these mannequins that were able to get down through the holes are starting to run towards you. And some are, like, crawling very slowly across the ground.
Some magical person should have thought about plugging the holes.
Val is going to flick you on the side of the head.
So you know this, Jason, or Gabriel does. The zombie starts constituting, but... or reconstituting, but he's getting buffer than he was before. More flesh is getting on there.
He's gone second stage.
Val is going to turn to Jerry and say, can you sense where this thing is? Otherwise, like, this is my, do I leave him or do I bring him?
I'm blind.
Okay, but if you can sense where it is, then I'm bringing your ass with me.
From my understanding, my immediate spatial awareness may not tell me exactly where it is right now, but the closer I get, the easier it'll get to figure it out.
So if I brought you down to the basement, it would be easier to figure out where it is.
I think so. Like, the closer I get.
Okay, good. And then Val just grabs you and starts, like, running with you.
You feel the wind against your face.
And strangely comforted.
Yep, strangely comforted. But all you hear is,
This is strangely the most comfortable I've felt in 3 months.
So what are you doing, Gabe? Are you going to get in the car?
Well, no, there's a zombie to deal with first, so I'm going to holster the Glock and pull out the clave and just shout, oh, hell no, and power that bitch up, and I got to go for the cleave. 2-1-0. Son of a bitch.
So this is what happens. You don't know where, you don't know how. The zombie knows kung fu, and he kind of just glances off your blade and does this thing where his hand, you think he's going to try and, like, jam it through your chest, but it stops right at your chest, and it turns into a black ooze, and it starts wrapping around you.
Oh, jeez. So this black ooze starts coming around me, and I just shout, my good suit!
It's a good thing that you wrote in the shit you brought a spare suit.
Did I assume that we were going to get jacked up? Yes. Yes, I did.
So before we are going to end, I'm just going to say that up from the basement, I'm just going to say arises a blackish figure. Like, his face is completely covered in black sludge. His hands are black sludge as well. Well, what you can describe as hands, floating in front of him is what looks like a green jeweled book with black skulls all over it. So it's essentially a grimoire. And he's floating in front of you. He would be the stereotypical lich.
Hey everyone, Cody here. Just wanted to take a second and thank you all for the support you've given us so far. As we continue to work on Season 0, feel free to drop suggestions to us on Twitter, at Stabby Podcast. That's STABBY Podcast. We're also hoping to make some big announcements about Season 1 soon on Twitter, so go ahead and follow while you're there. And while you're in the following spirit, go ahead and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. That way you never miss an episode. Thanks again for listening along. Now, back to the good stuff.
Wait, we're fighting Mitch McConnell?
Huh, close enough.
That's not a lich. That's a golem of some kind.
I was just saying, have you seen his hands and face? I'm pretty sure it's a goddamn lich.
Yeah, he's a lich. You know, he's
some sort of undead.
All right, so Natalie or Vala, you are currently cradling Cody in your arms, or Jerry in your arms, and there is a lich-looking mofo in front of you with a emerald-encrusted grimoire, and you just hear a hell of a lot of chanting and Latin in your mind. It's not actually, like, You're not hearing it. You're just hearing it in your mind. Also, Jerry, you are hearing this as well.
That's just Jerry praying.
So I think I'm definitely going to pull a Scooby-Doo. I've set Jerry down, and I have sort of used my hand to push him behind me, like, you need to get back here.
Oh, that's fine, because on my turn, I was just going to be like, just drop me, Val.
I guess technically that could only be a movement if you were going to do anything else, but are you going to spend any extra rage or do anything else?
She looks at the lich and goes, what the fuck are you?
You actually don't get a response. The chanting just continues, and you notice it keeps on getting louder. Gabe, you're up.
I can't activate two edges in the same turn, can I?
Technically, no.
Then I'll activate my smolder, so I'll take a long drag on my cigarette and puff it out and just blow out a large cloud. I'll go ahead and spend one more conviction point on it, so it'll be a 20 cubic foot.
Well,
one success. I want to have this 20 cubic foot cloud of smolder around me to extend basically from me to Zombie Boy. And then I want to use the cover of smolder to get around behind Zombie Boy.
Sounds good. Apparently you're ready to go toe-to-toe because you straight up just... the way I picture it, you're up... and you diagonally slash him from the neck and the collarbone down to the hip, right? And so now he's practically dead, but there's two parts of him, right? And there's black goo everywhere.
Val gags more.
I have no doubt that opening him up, that smell of worm probably got worse. Full on Han Solo. And you thought they smelled bad on the outside.
Jerry's just asking, also Jerry, what the hell is going on?
This is when you need your emotional support lizard the most, right?
Can I do an occult check to see if I can figure out what this chanting is? Like, what he's chanting?
Do you have anything in enigmas?
I do. I have two. One to... Oh, fuck. No successes. Well, in that case... I am just gonna yell, what is going on? I sense a lot of bad things, but I can't see anything.
Even though you can't see, I literally hold my hand out to you. Like, I've got my sword in one hand, hold out the other. It's like, whoa, whoa, I got this. 100% solve rate.
Does Gabriel's confidence make me be able to see again?
No.
Then it was no help.
In fact, you are blinder now than you were before he said it.
Also, Jerry is now blind, too.
Ah, my plan is coming to fruition. We all didn't know I was the big bad, did you?
There's a spell I would do, but I'm not going to do it right now. So let's just, whoever's up next.
If you want to, you could also long cast a spell to give you more successes.
You know what? No, I need to think on what I'm going to do next. So go ahead. Go ahead with whatever.
Okay. All right. Well, so the... Lich stops chanting, or you stop hearing it in your mind at the moment. You see him close a grimoire, and it starts floating by his shoulder, and he says something in Latin. You're not sure. It's just random chanting to you. Jerry, give me a quick... Well, I don't want to say Arcana. I guess occult roll plus intelligence.
Oh, I got three successes.
So you actually realize that he's about to try and drain Natalie's life force from her body.
Ooh, that's not good.
Oh, really?
Sorry, Vala's life force from her body, yes.
No, he's reaching all the way out.
Jerry needs to save me.
Can I like yell, Val, dodge roll!
Dodge roll!
Val, do a barrel roll!
Now, I will let you try and counter this magic. If you can.
Okay.
So it's generally an opposed roll to the one that it's using, or the sphere that it's using. So how much do you have in spirit?
I have two.
Okay. Well, hope that you roll well.
Oh,
oh boy, I sure do.
All right. So as this lich is actually casting, you see glowing spheres around his hands, green, emerald green spheres, and it kind of, you see a claw kind of protrude from it, and it's headed straight towards Vala.
Technically, Jerry doesn't see shit. All right, yeah, I'll try to deflect it? Is that what I'm doing?
You try and counter it. So it would be, let's just say it's your spirit plus your quintessence and your avatar right now.
I don't have any quintessence and my avatar. I burned up all my quintessence for killing height.
Oh, yeah, you did. Well, you got one success. You can see that it kind of interrupted his process and the claw goes a little fadey, but it still rips into Vala.
Get a chance to dodge?
It's magic, sorry. It rips out what looks like a bit of her soul. Even though you're in Krynos, it kind of the soul part looks more human.
Oh yeah, that's going to make Gabe real happy. The animal's becoming more animal. I already had my reservations.
Vala, I need you to roll me a quick soak roll. How much Gnosis do you have? Just wondering.
Right now, I have 4.
Yeah, just tell me how well you do for a standard soak roll.
I soaked it up like a sponge.
Okay, well, it seems ineffectual against you because you're such a beast in stamina. You were like, psh, no. You just kind of smacked it away. And for a minute, or not a minute, but for a moment, the lich is kind of like, huh? That's an audible, huh?
Hey, I understood him. I speak Latin.
Zombie level 2.0 would go. However, he's in tatters and trying to stay alive right now. So, congrats, Gabe. If you wanted to do a coup de grace, you could.
I'm torn between that and wasting my turn on it.
All right, so 5 mannequins. They aren't even... They're walking so slow thanks to Cody's fire that it's kind of a moot point. They are trying to get out of the cage, but that combined with the fact that some of their limbs are actually broken or burned off is making it very difficult. So some of them are, I think 2 or 3 of them are literally crawling with one hand to get to you, Gabe. And the 2 that are still up, I guess you would kind of describe them like a paraplegic because they're walking real funny. And that's, unfortunately, that's their turn. Like, they'd have to double move. So Vala, you're up.
I mean, this dude just tried to fucking come at me. So I'm going to go at him. So I'm going to do sort of a leap to get to where his shoulder height is. I don't want to presume the gender of the lich.
Yeah, go for it. So you hit, you do a leap and a flip over the lich, and you come down with one of your claws trying to rip into the book. Or the grimoire. You realize, however, that upon impact, there is silver plating on the book.
Fuck him.
And it's almost like it just suddenly appeared. So as you try and dig deeper in, your hand starts burning and you can't really deal as much force as you thought you did.
So I definitely jump back and grasp my hand in pain.
Yeah. Yeah, it kind of hurt.
Just a little bit. I did turn to Gabe, holding my hand, and go, burr, like, do something about this.
Serves you right, you big mutt.
Wow, rude.
Right? Ouchie.
Well, she didn't come help me finish off the dude I had in front of me. Yeah, so Gabe sees that this zombie is not dead yet after slicing it in half, and now he's pissed. Now he's mad. So at this point, he's going to activate Cleave. And he is going to slice into this.
Just to kill the zombie?
There's other reasons for this. I'm all about vengeance.
I am the knight.
I also assume he has at least turned around to come to at least half of the zombie has turned around to look at me.
Yeah.
So I'm no longer attacking him from the rear, but 7 successes.
Yeah, he's dead.
Now I'm ready for the lich. Yeah, having sliced this guy, I'm going to use the rest of my turn, my movement, to stalk towards the lich. Again, lit cigarette in my mouth, just puffing away, and being like, did you hurt my dog?
I'm not a dog.
Jerry, you are up.
Jerry, probably sensing that Gabriel is on his way with his big scary sword, is going to cast some spiritual... This is like a weird combination. So correspondence lets me like do certain things without physically touching it, but this is a spirit matter combination spell. I'm gonna imbue Gabriel's sword with ethereal power.
Since it doesn't say exactly what it does, what are your levels in matter magic and spirit magic?
2 and 2.
Okay, so then I will add, if you succeed, I'll add 4 dice to Gabe's attack and damage.
Oh, cool. I was just going to make sure this worked on spiritual beings, but yeah, that works too. 3 successes.
All right. If you had just had 1 success, I would have done that. So you have 3 successes. So for a turn, I'm just going to have it limit that way. Gabe, you have 12 additional attack and damage die.
Jerry's going to yell at Gabriel and just be like, swing hard, baby boy!
Oh my god, it's just like that scene in Signs.
Alright, so he's immediately going to realize that, or sorry, the lich is up. So he's immediately going to realize that his zombie level 2 is no longer functioning and the mannequins are a waste of time. So he kind of narrows his view into Gabriel and he's going to try and attack you.
So what I'm hearing is the idiot's going to piss me off further.
Damn it. All right. So legitimately what ends up happening is he's casting, and because he failed, he ends up having the claw go into him and rip out some of his essence.
It's the Ginyu Force all over again. He sees me walking up, sees the sword powered up, and he's like, Oh, this is going to hurt. Here, let me hold this out for you. Slice, like, right here.
Okay. Anyway, man, my bosses are just pushovers.
Performance issues, buddy? We all have those every once in a while. We don't really have those every once in a while. It's just him.
His gaze kind of narrows at you, Cody. Then he looks at also Jerry.
You better leave my baby alone. And that's not out of fear for my baby.
You see the actual grimoire open.
Fuck that book.
Well, what you can detect, Jerry, is souls start spewing from it.
That's some bad juju.
Yeah. And they are going into all the department stores around here. Also, you may notice a couple of them, like the pilot and Diego.
Oh, no. They're very pissed off at me.
They are indeed.
I think having seen that Claude does not do good, she's going to draw her clave. And she is going to try to do a stab. 2 successes.
You stabby at the book or you stabby at the man?
I'm still going for the book because I feel like that is the source of power.
It looks like a bit of the spirit was sucked out of it.
Out of my sword?
Out of your sword, yeah. Because you have a war spirit.
I don't like.
Note to self, don't touch the book.
Gabe, you are up.
Yeah, Gabe still hasn't registered that there is a book. He saw you stab ineffectually in the general direction of the lich and rolled his eyes. And then just took a step up, complete like batter's stance, and just... Wah.
Oh, dad freaking God.
11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 15, 16, 17.
And good old Gabriel steps up to the plate. He puts a long, hard swing into it, and it's going, 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 going!
Okay, here comes the damage. 13, 14 aggro damage to the lich.
Oh, wow. So as you, do you jump up? Like, describe how you do it, because you clearly just messed the dude up.
I come stepping up to the lich. So I've got my sword in my right hand. And as I step up to the lich, I pull up my sword and get my left hand on it. Take one giant step with my left and full on baseball stance. Like I've got the home run bat in Super Smash Brothers right through the center. I am officially at 7 zeal now, by the way. So now it starts to get fun.
Now.
I'm just now starting to go crazy.
I was bored before.
With that hit, you just go bonkers. Very nicely done, I gotta say. The book is still there, though.
Oh, wait, what happened to the lich?
Are you kidding me? What lich?
You didn't say what happened to the lich. You just let Jason say that he cleaved it.
Yeah, okay. So Jason takes every bit of like power that you gave him and that he has individually and pours it into this shot. His sword or clave is glowing white hot with holy power and spiritual power and whatever the hell the hunters use, because damn. And as he strikes, you notice it's not only rending flesh, it's rending spirit. And as he is kind of slashing through, you see parts of the lich just burn away and unfurl. There's nothing left.
Yeah, fuck you.
Cool.
Although you do get kind of the crazy vibe from Gabriel now.
That's all right. We'll deal with that later.
We may never unpack that one, to be honest.
I want to try to sense any spiritual vibes or connections to this book. And do I still sense the thing in the basement, or is the book the thing that was in the basement?
Oh no, you still sense the thing in the basement. All right. Y'all aren't sure, but you see a humanoid looking figure dressed in all black. You would assume it's Black Ops, I guess, kind of ninja style. Kind of like, best thing I can equate it to is Snake Eyes in the G.I. Joe movie. And as soon as he appears in sight, he immediately disappears. But the little amount of time you saw him, he was eyeing the book.
I don't know why you made Jerry roll perception.
Gabriel turns to Jerry and like, did you see that?
Oh yeah, sorry, I forgot about that. Okay.
Where was he?
So if y'all were on that first floor, he was on the second floor on the stairwell behind where the lich used to be.
I think Val is gonna like put herself in between this figure and the book. Like she's not trusting anything right now.
Understandably. By the way, the ghosts that spewed forth out of that book are now inhabiting the mannequins and various other objects.
Yay.
Jerry, yeah, why'd it have to be you? Diego haunts vending machine, and one of the cola cans comes flying at you and beans you in the side of the face. And because you're blind, you couldn't dodge it.
Do I sense that Diego's in there?
I mean, I guess, yeah. You probably sense it's Diego.
Fuck you, Diego. I thought we were cool, buddy. I tried to rescue you from Soulnado Apocalypse, and you treat me like this, huh?
Immediately a Gatling gun, kind of just soda. Kind of like pop, 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 pop.
Gabriel marches over to this vending machine and cleaves it.
So clearly you're pissed at the vending machine because it hurt your friend, and you just stab it in its machine heart and thrust upwards and come down for an entire, was it, two-handed swing down.
Jerry's going to pick up one of the Cokes, like Coca-Colas, on the floor and just open it. And like,
it absolutely squirts in your face, by the way.
That's fine. He's You know what? Jerry's having a really rough day.
It's also a pineapple Fanta.
I was about to say Fanta.
It's refreshing. Jerry's weird and likes pineapple Fanta, so it's okay. I'm sticky now.
I would say, well, do you still have your second sight popped?
Yes, I do.
Jerry hears Diego's screams from the possessed vending machine, and suddenly the screams are no more.
I finally got revenge on that damn cop.
And that's it. That's the end of Gabriel's story arc.
It just puts his cleave away, like, I got mine, and starts walking out of the mall.
Alright, I said the book was still hanging out there, right, though? Yeah.
Yeah. Is it floating there? Like,
yeah, it's floating there. And suddenly words start, arcane markings start appearing over it. As you're seeing this, the mall itself starts to shake.
I've seen Evil Dead too many times. As the words are popping up, even though he doesn't know what they mean, Gabriel is reading them out loud, ostensibly for the benefit of Jerry, but I am literally, I guess, chanting the words from the book.
Oh, good.
Oh, that's never a good idea.
All right, so do you seriously start chanting from the book?
I mean, it doesn't sound like chanting. It definitely sounds like a preschooler sounding out words. Am I the new lich?
No, but the old lich definitely revives.
Fucking shit.
Except he doesn't look the same. He looks more spiky.
So it was my turn to create an enemy level 2.
So those mannequins that were trying to come out, and all the zombies and the possessed appliances start growing legs, as weird as that sounds. So you have soda machines and snack machines and carts that are actually kind of wheeling and just trying to surround you all. The mannequins somehow are able to squeeze their bodies through these grates and reconstitute themselves.
So basically we are now in Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
Gabriel starts whirling around his clave and shouts quite ironically, "You all think I'm stuck in here with you, but really, you're stuck in here with me." I guess the lich is the biggest bad, so he's going to charge the lich.
Let's roll initiative real quick.
All right, so Natalie, go first, and then Cody and I will pretend it mattered.
Natalie, as you are getting ready for Vala to attack, the ninja that you saw comes whirling in, jumping from the third floor onto the book directly. And you see that his sword is glowing with not quite lightning, but it looks something similar to it.
Chidori.
As he lands on the book, you notice that the ninjato makes contact and he rips it apart, and it actually just kind of turns into dust. And all the appliances and mannequins and everything around the where y'all were immediately drop to the floor, dead or immovable. He says, "All right, who's the bright one that decided to read what the book was saying?"
Jerry's going to point, but he's blind, so he's just going to point the wrong direction.
He's pointing towards nobody. I think Val, as she is transforming from Krynos back into the Hamid form, is going to be like, "But like, who the fuck are you?"
It's cute how everyone else is out of initiative and thinking we're not in combat anymore, because the Avenger is still charging, and I'm going to swing at this guy.
All right, so you're going to attack the ninja.
Mm-hmm. I hope I hit, because I don't want to lose all my lovely conviction, but we'll see.
You actually manage to miss. He parries the blow with his sword. As he's kind of parrying it, you notice lightning comes off the strike, and he says, "Dude, settle down, all right? I'm not one of you. I'm not one of them. Just give it a rest. I'm here to expel the same evil you are."
Okay, but who the fuck are you?
Okay, I'm going to use mind magic.
Yep.
Hold on, because what I'm about to say may surprise you.
Okay.
I'm going to use mind magic to link minds with AJ, so that way he becomes my seeing eye lizard.
Okay. You're linking minds with your lizard?
Yeah, just so that I can, like, use his eyes to see.
Wow. I gotta say, that's impressive. Yeah, you super succeeded at that.
I am become lizard.
I am lizard man.
You actually linked it a little harder than you thought. So you have the strangest urge to eat flies.
Strangely, that's not that different. All right, I'm going to put AJ on top of my head so that his vision lines up a little more with what I would see. I'm going to stand up and I'm just going to, excuse me, Mr. Cobra Ninja Man. Obviously, my friend Gabriel here is a little wound up from the fight. Maybe you can help us out here. And yeah, like you said, we're all just trying to expel the mystical eeriness inside of here. Something's in the basement. I know that. And that's probably where we should go.
Yeah, well, that's where I've been trying to get to for the past several nights. However, it's kind of a labyrinth. You have not seen the crazy stuff that the lich has actually done.
You know, I killed that lich. Just making sure you know that.
We're all very proud.
What do you think is down there? How big do you think it is?
Easily twice the size of the mall.
That thing?
No, not the thing. That thing is probably about a department store size.
Okay. So it's pretty big, huh?
Yes, excessively.
We were in Mexico. We've seen bigger.
Weirdly sexual. Wow. What do you think is down there? Like, what is causing all of this?
My theory, and granted, I am not a mage. However, my theory is that there is an exceptionally powerful node down there. We're talking on the scale of 6 or 7 point node. I'm surprised you didn't sense it from down here.
I did. I sensed it. We were trying to get to the basement, and I went blind.
So are we all going to, what, party up? Or do you want me to just destroy this and y'all can go on your merry little way?
No, I think we got this. You can go ahead and leave.
Gabriel, don't ruin this for me. Are we teaming up with a ninja?
Yes, we're teaming up with a ninja.
Gabriel, come on, you know you want to team up with a ninja.
I hate ninjas.
How can you hate ninjas? You hate everything.
I hate ninjas most of all. Have you ever tried hunting vampires in Japan?
No, can't say that I do or have. Mister, you're not a vampire, are you?
No.
I would know if you're lying.
No, I'm not a vampire.
I literally give him a full once over with my sight.
As far as you're concerned, Jason, he looks like a normal human. You don't even know how he manifested the lightning.
I'm going to take a couple seconds and just read his aura.
You will notice that he has a hell of a lot of quintessence.
Yeah, guys, I think... Seems like he's on the up and up.
We're trying to go down, though.
I'm not gonna tell them about the quintessence right now.
Yeah. Well, as far as you're concerned, he's a mage.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm not gonna tell them right now, because A, he's a mage. To gain that much quintessence, you gotta be like kind of all right.
Or you could have just drained it from a lot of people.
That's true, but I feel like reading his aura would tell me if he had like evil intentions.
No, he does not have evil intentions, as far as you can tell.
AJ has no bad vibes from him, so I don't have any bad vibes.
Do I have bad vibes?
Nah, AJ actually really likes you. I know all this because our minds are linked right now.
AJ is too small for me to be concerned with.
Oh, man. All right. So if we are going to do this, let's hurry down. I'm just one person, and I have not been able to make it through the labyrinth in time, and every night I've been kicked out.
We have a time limit?
Well, you have until the beginning of the next day at sunrise, and then you're shut out.
Gabriel starts sprinting.
He has no idea where the stairs are or which way he's going, but he starts sprinting.
You know what? He'll figure it out. Where are we going, Mr. Ninja Man? What's your name, by the way? Can I, like, do we have a name for you?
It's Duncan.
Duncan. That is rather way more common of a name than I thought you were going to have.
It actually isn't fake. I'm just not good at naming people, so.
All right. Yeah, Duncan, lead the way. Let's go. Let's find this magic basement juju.
Before we do this, can I just assume that you're responsible for the fire on the second floor?
What? Who, me? Like me personally or all of us?
All of y'all.
That was a team effort right there, buddy. I'm lying. That's a lie. That was me. That was all me. I can't lie to you, Duncan. That was me.
All right. Well, follow me. Stuff tends to get weird around here, just in case you didn't notice.
At this point, Gabriel is jogging back toward everyone. There's no stairs that way.
Thanks, Gabriel.
Yeah, he kind of does this little, like, come on motion to you, Gabe. Just like, it's this way.
Would I progressively be able to sense how much more crazier Gabriel is getting the more powerful he gets?
Oh, yeah. Like, it is very obvious. So, Gabe cannot properly tell time, nor is he going to be able to for a very long time.
We've got to hurry up. We need to get to Mexico. The general's not going to wait for us.
That's not okay, right? Like, something's wrong with that.
If we don't get there by Halloween.
Yeah, buddy, Mexico is downstairs. We're on our way.
All right, so he actually, the ninja, or Duncan, as his name is, just tells you here, follow me. And you start going down the stairs. Cody, you notice this feeling of kind of like passing through. Best thing you can kind of describe it as is passing through a wave of Jell-O.
Ooh. Anybody else feel that? A Jell-O-y feel?
Val kind of shakes her head, realizes what she just did. At shaking her head at a blind person.
Well, my mind is still linked to AJ. I can see through his eyes.
Yeah, she's not really thinking about that. And she goes, I didn't feel anything.
Just me then.
That reminds me why I didn't vote for that second woman president. That Jell-O scandal. You never forget something like that. Nearly stopped her from getting elected. I don't know why people voted for her.
We're going to unpack all that later.
This is amazing. Duncan starts leading you further and further down into the basement. When you get to a door that says exit in front of it, and he says, all right, this is where the real test begins.
Are you sure this is where the display is, where they keep the Dead Sea Scrolls?
Yes, I'm sure this is where the display is, where they keep the Dead Sea Scrolls.
I haven't seen any Hebrew signs. It seems odd that the museum is only in English.
Well, that's how they have it now for the people that don't read Hebrew. He opens the door, and in front of you, you would not believe the expanse that it covers. It's easily a labyrinth, like he said, 3 or 4 times bigger than the mall entirely, underground. And it is made of stone, and there are tablets all around. Like, and it literally is a labyrinth. So he says, it has taken me so far a week to try and get close enough. And the one time that I did, I ran out of time. So maybe we can do this a little bit faster.
Well, this isn't an exit at all.
Yeah, it's not an exit. It's actually an entrance. However, the portal behind you, or the door behind you, immediately disappears. And Jerry, you feel that Jell-O-y feeling again.
So, like, you've been through this a couple times, right, Duncan?
Yes.
Is it the same route every time, or do you have to, does it switch?
It switches every time.
So what, the thing we're looking for is in the middle or on the other side?
It's in the middle.
All right. How much time do we have to get through this maze to the thing?
It's probably, what, 7 o'clock now? So you have until 8 o'clock in the morning, which I think is sunset, or sorry, sunrise.
Time for a new trick. Mr. Ninja Man, I'm going to need you to hold on a second and just give me 30 minutes or so.
Okay.
I'm going to cast 2 spells. I'm going to split that time difference as time to like charge the spell and use it. I am going to use correspondence to create a landscape of the mind.
Oh, damn. Okay.
As the first spell. And then the second spell, I'm going to use my max level correspondence to perceive several places at once.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Yeah. Cody's breaking everything.
All right. Cody, you would in essence have 5,400 rounds to long cast. So let's just multiply that by two, and you would have 10,000 extra dice to roll.
Okay, I jumped the gun with 30 minutes. I don't need 30 minutes. That's I'm not going to sit here and count all those fucking dice.
So we could roughly say that you get 4,000 successes?
I definitely mapped out this fucking labyrinth then.
Yeah, you did. You did without any issue also. You're just like, oh, I did this all in my head.
Perceiving several places at once, that was mainly like areas get stacked on top of each other. So I guess what I'm doing with that, since there's so many rounds to do this, I'm going to basically walk through the maze myself in my head.
All right, hold on. So let me just understand this. You're essentially pulling a Doctor Strange with the Infinity Stones, looking through like 14 million different times.
Yeah, except I created the map and then I walked the map to make sure that it was the right way to go to get to the where we needed to go.
Yep. Okay. So I'm just going to say it. You have no flaws in this map. You have expertly obtained where the middle is, and you can get out too. And I'm just going to say, yeah, you come back. Do you spend the whole 30 minutes or is it just...
I probably would have wrapped it up in 15 minutes, but I just held the 30 for shits and giggles.
Vala and Gabriel and Ninja Man, Duncan, have 30 minutes to do whatever the hell they feel like.
All right. So you said they're large slabs with arcane runes on them?
Yep, indeed.
Gabriel is attempting to read these runes in Hebrew or most especially Dari, and attempting to make sense of them to figure out where the terrorists are. which way to the WMDs.
As you're reading this, you're kind of mumbling to yourself, and what you read, I'm not joking, is the WMDs are located in the boxes of Cheerios.
The Cheerios. That's why they outlawed the Cheerios. In 2215, they outlawed the Cheerios. It was part of the entire breakfast cereal wars. Anything without sugar was kept away from the public.
They're great.
Did you hear it? I still have flashbacks to Tony.
Jerry definitely is thinking, oh man, I'm going to have so much fun with this.
What is Vala doing?
Val is definitely going to be like, well, fuck it, and head straight into the labyrinth.
As soon as she's out of sight, he's going to turn to the ninja, because for some reason the ninja's a friend now. You know, one of these days she's going to turn into a werewolf. Any day now.
He kind of looks at you and says, yes, Grandpa, it's okay.
You don't look anything like my granddaughter.
Cody, you come out, or Jerry comes out of his mind palace, completely able to map out everything.
Ah, fuck. Where's Val?
Duncan says, well, she went somewhere over that way. Any points? I wasn't paying attention because I had to take care of your friend here.
He would have been, he's just talking about the cereal wars. He would have been fine. How far did she get in and what are the chances she went the right way?
So I will tell you this. Number one, she's not running. She is walking with purpose. And she is taking all lefts.
You know what? Just roll me a good day, or good die, bad die. Seriously. Let's see how this turns out. She actually rolled higher than I did. You catch up to her relatively quickly.
Come on, Duncan. I will show you how it's done. Gabriel, we're moving out.
Roger that, sir.
The only time he will call you, sir.
Duncan, before we... I would want to catch up to Val, first, but then I'm going to be like, Duncan, just so we're positive, the times that you've run through this, were there traps?
No, but I did have to fight a few of the minions of the labyrinth.
All right, well, get ready to fight, because we're gonna double time it from here, and let's run and just follow me. I realize all of you probably run faster than me. Just like jog behind me as I sprint towards the entrance or the thing.
Gabriel does pull out his Glock, and immediately into his wrist. While trying to jog and keep up. Eagle 3 is on the move. Eagle 3 is on the move.
Duncan kind of do some crazy, like, ninja hand signs.
I'm just waiting for tiger-style fireball jutsu.
You're not going to have that. Anyway, so he does a hand sign, and you see his entire body glow blue for just a little bit. It transfers down to his legs, and suddenly he's super fast.
I told you to run behind. I'm leading us through this.
So as y'all are walking through the first phase of the labyrinth, there are four graves that kind of come up, and these black-ish tar monsters rise up from the coffins. They don't even break through. It's just like liquid kind of pouring in reverse into solid-ish figures.
Skin of evil! Lieutenant Tasha was a friend, and Gabriel fires.
So, Val, you're up.
So I think she's going to see them and go, God damn it. And immediately switch into Krynos form. And she's going to look down at her claws and kind of like, I don't want to touch them. Then I think the first thing she's going to do is go to the far left one and do a claw.
So as you are slashing, you immediately take out the discernible anatomy of the one eyeball in the center, and the rest of it kind of falls to goop, and you kill it, and one of the gravestones goes down.
All right. So Gabriel walks up, pulls out his Glock, and aims it directly at the one of the creatures in front of him, and says,
Hola, mi nombre es Inigo Montoya. Mataste a mi padre. Preparate para morir.
And fires three rounds into it. So that's two lethal with incendiary rounds.
That actually takes another one out, believe it or not, because it's fire. So, yeah. Actually, hold on. I need to make sure that the other two don't catch on fire either. Damn. All right. A third one catches on fire because it's too close, I guess. Duncan's going to go in there and try and stab one. Let's see how well that works. Okay. 9 aggro damage to the fourth one. That's gone. The third one is still up. So, Jerry, you would assume screaming in pain, but it's not really making any noise. It's just on fire.
Oh, it's already on fire? It's just not dead? I'm going to prepare a mind spell for a long cast. But I am not going to cast it on this tar monster. I'm going to cast it on Gabriel.
Oh, all right. What are you doing to Gabriel?
So at level 4 mind, I can drive people insane or drive them sane.
Oh, wow.
So I'm going to basically smack him in the head and try to recalibrate his brain.
All right, so you do understand that when you do this, essentially you're saying, well, like, yeah, he's super powerful, but the way balancing him out is making him insane. You're just like, eh, whatever. Let's have a super sane hunter on our party.
I mean, it wouldn't work. Like, he would be able to, like, be deranged again, right? It's like every time he...
Yeah, pretty much. Like, every time he would gain a point in conviction. But... yeah, I guess you're just going to drive him sane. So go for it. Seriously, roll it.
I'll skip the long cast just to do this right now. And I want Jerry to smack him in the back of the head and try to fucking recalibrate him.
That's exactly what you do. All right, so you kind of smack him in the back of the head. And hey, Gabe's sane again. He can talk right.
Snap out of it, buddy. You're talking about cereal and grandpa shit in Mexico. Like, get your head in the game.
Keep your hands off me.
You good? You better? You know where you're at?
the labyrinth under the mall that you set on fire.
All right, good. Glad you caught up, bud.
I don't know why the both of you thought we should follow this stupid ninja. I hate ninjas.
Yeah, okay. Can we just hurry up and go?
Well, there's still a tar monster, Duncan.
Some ninja.
Oh, dead coming. All right, Val, you're up.
Val is going to go for the last tar thing, sludge monster, and do a clickety claw.
Okay. Natalie, gain a rage because you whiffed.
3 incendiary damage.
Yeah, okay, so that kills it. It bursts into flames, is already on fire, but it kind of explodes and goes into a puddle. And you actually see that the graves and the coffins kind of descend back into the ground.
Gabriel turns to Duncan and says, "Stop wasting time," and waves Jerry forward.
All right, yeah, let's keep on going. Looks like we're doing great, guys. When we start walking again, Jerry, just to... for funsies, is going to say something along the lines of, "Man, I'm really looking forward to going to Mexico tomorrow."
Why would we go to Mexico tomorrow?
It's an inside joke. You wouldn't get it.
All right, now you and the ninja are both wasting time.
Can I just say, I really love the canon that we've created where Gabriel understood what was happening, but just the words that came out of his mouth were nonsense.
All right, so as y'all are walking, because Cody has this mapped out, oh man, I was going to make it take a long time.
Nah.
Y'all are legitimately walking for probably about an hour or so, but because Cody knows exactly where this thing is, you get to the middle relatively quickly, and at the middle of this insane labyrinth is a jewel the size of a dadgum nuclear submarine. It is a green, emerald looking jewel, and it's just kind of pulsing.
Headcanon, it's also the shape of a submarine because it is a jewel spelled J-U-U-L.
It's totally the shape of a nuclear submarine as well.
Jerry's gonna look up at it and take a sip of his pineapple Fanta because he brought that along. He's gonna take a sip of that and just like slurp it as loud as he can. Just... That's a big jewel. What are we going to do with that?
Gabriel shoots it.
Do you really?
It seems like a bad idea.
No, he aims at it and then looks at Jerry and raises one eyebrow.
You want me to create a portal like we did with height so you can shoot it better? It's pretty big. I think you could hit it.
No, the other raised eyebrow in Mexico when it came to the helicopters.
Oh. You want to sense it. Try to get a reading off this thing.
Can I shoot this damn thing or not?
Val created and turns to Duncan and is like, "Do we shoot the fucking rock?"
Just give me a second, I guess. I don't even know what like magic to fucking try to sense something off of. So there's like, I'm going to use prime magic and try to perceive quintessence, I guess, off this thing. I already know Ninja Man is like a fucking quintessence battery sitting next to me. No. I'll use spirit magic and just try to throw something off of it.
You're going to use spirit magic? All right, so you have 4 successes. So what you sense is actually part of everyone's spirit is being absorbed into that.
Our spirit?
Yep.
Oh, can I tell how long that's been happening? Like, has it been since we walked into this labyrinth? Or
sure. Well, not since you walked in, but since you got into proximity with that. Since you got into proximity where you could see it.
Cheesy nuggets. I'm going to relay this information. Guys, that gem is like eating our spirits. It is slowly killing us.
Now I fire. 8 successes.
Not sure, but I think he hit the giant crystal in front of us.
I think he did.
And with incendiary rounds, I did 5 lethal damage.
All right. A chunk is actually broken off. And you hear spirits wailing from it. As it falls to the ground, you see 3 spirits just screaming and flying up into the abyss.
In a bad way or I freed them way?
Cody would know, like, it's in a freed them way.
Having shot at it for sucking our spirits up, I now again look over at Jerry like, well...
Jerry's just going to take another sip of his pineapple Fanta. Yeah, we should probably destroy the crystal. Hey, Mr. Duncan.
Yes?
Now might be a good time to use some of that quintessence you've been storing up on the destroy this thing for us.
Yeah, yeah, about that. Why don't we let the werewolf go?
Does this thing have a stamina and an athletics?
It does not have an athletics. Technically, it doesn't have a stamina either, but...
Because I want to roll a perception plus brawl.
Perception plus brawl for what?
A coup de grace.
I guess you could try a coup de grace.
4 successes. And now my damage on my next successful attack is doubled. So I'm going to claw again, which is 4 successes, which is 4 successes. So 8.
Okay. Yeah, it... You kind of claw it with both claws, and you notice another chunk falls off, and wailing spirits start coming out.
All right, Duncan, looks like you're up.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
You've been trying to get here, buddy. We got you here.
Let's just see if this works or not. All right, yeah. So you see him do his ninja signs, and he does actually shout Chidori. But it hardly does anything. Let's double check his damage right there.
This is why I hate ninjas.
4. Yep, 4. All right, so he shouts Chidori, and he starts charging it with his sword. It only kind of breaks a piece off.
Got all that magic stored up inside you, and you can't do shit, man. No wonder why he couldn't find his way over here. It's fucking useless.
So she's going to do 2 things. And the first is she's going to spend a gnosis point to give her comrades 1 willpower point. So that's inspiration. And 2, she's going to claw again because claw. 7 aggro.
7 aggro. All right. Have you all ever seen, I guess, Knuckles?
Yeah.
Yes. The Echidna.
Yep. That's exactly what she does. She just kind of drills into this thing and breaks it apart. So she drills in from the center, and suddenly it's like a giant explosion that sends thousands upon thousands, in your view, Cody, of spirits just escaping and wailing. I need you all to roll me an athletics plus dex.
Yeah, I saw that coming. Jerry's getting some really bad flashbacks right now. Jerry saw the spirit magic blowing up and PTSD kicked in. Was like, nope, not going to get exploded again.
Gabe looked away to put his gun away because he knew he was going to have to get out the sword. He was just like, I'm going to have to do this for everyone again. And turned away at just the wrong moment.
Duncan botched.
Yes.
Well, at least he can't betray us now.
He cannot betray you because he is dead.
Oh, poor Duncan.
All right, Cody, you feel an immense amount of quintessence suddenly in the air.
That's hot.
Yeah, it immediately goes to you. So you get 10 quintessence.
I feel fucking great.
Yeah, you feel dead gub invincible. Okay, because he botched, I'm just going to let you all know what happened. So... I just got to say this out of game. So Ninja Man or Duncan was a immortal, but because he botched and his head got blown off due to the rules of the quickening, there has to be a victor.
And so Cody was the victor.
Because Cody's a mage and he can tap into this. Cody's the victor.
You just stand there lightning. Ah!
Also, I think you get 1 in intelligence and 1 in dex and 1 in strength. So, yay. Congrats. Enjoy it.
I'm going to look at Gabriel and Val and just be like, I'm God now.
And y'all have successfully exercised the mall. And you didn't have to burn it down, so no collateral damage.
We didn't have to burn it down, but we did.
At least the Macy's part of the mall. I would like to use some spirit magic and try to sense any kind of... anything shady going on?
You don't sense anything at the moment.
All right. Yeah, guys, looks like we're done. Get the fuck out of here. Get some tacos. Hey, Gabriel, did you want some tacos from Mexico City?
Sure. Let's get some tacos in Mexico City. Val, you need a mirror?
I can take us there.
Stop that. Don't be a jerk.